Butler, St. Helena, California, September 22, 1907. Elder Butler, Nashville, Tennessee. Dear brother, we have read your letter with much interest. We feel thankful for any token of good that you can discern in any place, for this is the last warning message that will be given to the world. We say to you, keep close to the side of Christ. Walk humbly with God. You will have many things of a discouraging nature to meet, but if you will look continually to Jesus, you will understand His mind and will learn to do His will. The Lord calls for true repentance and reformation at every step. I am hoping for generous donations from our people for the work in the South in the October offerings. Oh, that the Lord would open the hearts of His people to give. I pray that there may be no withholding from Him. I am praying for you, Elder Butler, that the Lord will open the way before you, and that you may see light in His light and walk with an eye single to His glory. Do not permit the enemy to confuse your mind. I have been instructed that a change must be made in the methods of conducting our camp meetings. They are not to be carried altogether as they have been in the past. Spiritual interests are to be given a larger place. That which is to be considered of greatest importance is the conversion of souls. We are not to give the message in so indifferent a manner. The message of Revelation 18, verse 1, 2, contains the great test for the people. It is to be given with a solemn sense of its importance, that it may do its special work. I saw another angel come down from heaven, John, led by the Spirit, declared, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils and the hold of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Verses 1-5. I ask you to read this whole chapter. Its scenes were so powerfully presented to me that for a time I was not able to write on this subject. I have been shown that changes are to be made in our printing offices. The Lord is not pleased with the spirit that has prevailed in some of our institutions. A ruling power has come in that God does not acknowledge. Another spirit and another power is to control. The converting power of God must come upon those in positions of trust, for the Holy Spirit cannot work through them. The Lord desires that we shall walk and work by faith. If we will put our trust in Him, He will open ways before us for the upbuilding of His cause. There was a time when there were no sanitariums among us, where the sick could be treated without the use of drugs. Thinking men and women, who could reason from cause to effect, saw the advantage to be gained by having such institutions, where we could carry forward the work of health reform. As the work advanced, we established sanitariums. These were necessarily small in their beginnings and simple in their operation, but they became powerful agencies for the spread of a knowledge of the truth for these times. When through the providence of God, properties were placed within our reach, we grasped the opportunity and purchased the needed buildings. The facilities of these health institutions have gradually increased, and great blessing has been brought to the suffering through their agency. We thank God for these sanitariums. We have none too many. There is need that now, in the year 1907, our people should arouse to their duties in the work of advancing the cause of health reform. We need to be diligent students of the Bible. Christ declared, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17, verse 14 to 23. This is God's way for training each for his path of duty. As laborers together with God, we are to place ourselves under discipline to Christ. God is preparing his faithful servants to occupy trying positions, to endure as brave soldiers. Let us learn to look to the captain of our salvation and obey his orders. We are to wrestle against more than earthly foes, but we go forth to the battle not in human strength, but in the strength of the Lord God of hosts. And every battle fought in righteousness will nerve the soul to press on with renewed courage. My brother, take courage. The Lord will strengthen you for your work if you will put your dependence in him. And not to you only, but to every worker in every sanitarium, in every school, in every printing office, in every branch of the work. Let us ever bear in mind that he that ruleth his spirit is greater than he that taketh a city. Proverbs 16, verse 32.